The Wall Street Journal is reporting today that in 2016, President Trump's former lawyer Michael Cohen paid an IT firm, one man really, to rig online polls in then-candidate Trump's favor, and that Cohen paid the man with a bag of cash. Cohen denies only that it was cash and tweeted in response to the article today that his actions were at the direction of then-candidate Trump. Michael Rothfeld reported the story with Rob Barry and Joe Palazzolo. Michael, welcome.
Hi.
Well, first of all, describe this meeting in early 2015 in the Trump Tower. Who is the man that came to the tower? What does he say happened?
So the man, John Gauger, had been asked by Michael Cohen to rig some online polls in Donald Trump's favor to help him win by voting many times for Trump, first in January 2014 in a CNBC poll of the most influential business leaders, and then in February 2015 for the Republican presidential field, a poll done by Drudge Report. Unfortunately for Cohen and Trump, Gauger wasn't able to do it, and Trump did not win either of the polls. But he had charged Cohen $50,000 for this work and was trying to collect. So he goes to Trump Tower, and he's expecting a check. But instead, Michael Cohen hands him a blue Walmart bag full of cash, only $12,000 to $13,000. So he actually didn't pay the full amount. And he also gave him a boxing glove, a mixed martial arts fighter's boxing glove. I guess that was in lieu of the remaining $37,000 or $38,000.
And Gauger is who? He's with a company called Redfinch, but there's more background here. Who is he?
Gauger is he runs a small technology company in Virginia, and he's also the chief information officer at Liberty University, which is run by Jerry Falwell Jr., who's an evangelist leader and also a big supporter of Trump. And in 2012, Trump went down to give a convocation at Liberty, and he took Michael Cohen with him. Shortly after that, Michael Cohen had a technology problem. He needed to set up his Instagram account. He didn't know how to do it. Someone at Liberty introduced him to John Gauger. That started this relationship where Cohen was using Gauger kind of as his personal IT consultant until 2014, when he asks him to rig these online polls for Trump.
By the way, one of the things that you say he asked Gauger to do was create a Twitter account for him, for Michael Cohen?
That's right. It was in 2016 during the presidential race when Cohen was out there speaking on Trump's behalf on television, on radio. And Cohen said, hey, I want you to elevate my profile, create a Twitter account called @WomenForCohen, as if it's, you know, women who support him, in order to elevate his profile. And in this Twitter account that Cohen asked for, he wanted it to say that he was a sex symbol, that he was so handsome and sexy. And so throughout 2016, this @WomenForCohen account was just praising Michael Cohen and saying kind of what a stud he was.
Okay. There's the Twitter account, and then there's the attempt to rig two polls. And as you say, Gauger wasn't able. He tried to do this, and he wasn't able. Donald Trump didn't even get into the top 100 candidates in the CNBC online poll of the country's top business leaders. And I think he came in number five in the Drudge Report poll of potential Republican candidates. But still, this IT expert says he tried, and he went to collect his money. Now, am I reading correctly that Rudy Giuliani, Donald Trump's lawyer, told you that Michael Cohen, being reimbursed upwards of $50,000, but only giving Redfinch around $12,000 to $13,000 in cash, showed that Cohen was untrustworthy because he took the money? Did Giuliani at all deny that money had been paid to this IT expert?
Well, Giuliani's point is because, and we should say, first of all, that Cohen denies paying Gauger in cash. But we do know from federal prosecutors that Michael Cohen was reimbursed by Trump for the $50,000 that he said he spent on the tech company for services related to Trump. So according to our reporting, he collects this $12,000 or $13,000 in cash, and then he actually submits a request for reimbursement for more than that.
Well, and we should say, when you say we know this, it's because, of course, Michael Cohen has been prosecuted for paying hush money to several women. And in that investigation, we learned that he had written a handwritten note requesting $50,000. It sounds like you're saying this is what that was for.
That's correct. This is what he said he had spent $50,000 on, but Gogger has told us that Cohen actually only paid him a small portion of that. So ahead of Michael Cohen's expected testimony to Congress in February, Rudy Giuliani is trying to undercut his credibility by saying, hey, this guy is dishonest. He charged us the $50,000, but he really only spent $12,000 or $13,000. So you really can't trust anything that he says.
But he's not denying that Michael Cohen hired IT people to rig polls.
Well, what we've generally been told is, and they haven't commented directly on that, but their position is that, you know, they didn't know about any of this. This was something Michael Cohen was doing kind of rogue. And we do know that he wasn't officially part of the Trump campaign. And Cohen has said, and we've reported, that Trump, in the hush money agreements you referenced earlier, was directly involved in what Cohen was doing.
Well, and as we said, Cohen is saying today that everything he did in your reporting was at the direction of Donald Trump.
Right. He's tweeted that this morning after our story came up.
Okay. Look, I'm imagining that there might be people saying, oh, all campaigns hire IT people to try to do things. What's the legality of hiring someone to rig polls, paying someone cash during a campaign? What are some of the legal and ethical questions?
Well, I, in terms of the legality of rigging online polls, you know, it certainly isn't ethical. I'm not sure that there's anything illegal about that, because these are private polls and people try to manipulate things with social media all the time and using the web with bots. But in terms of if this were seen as a campaign contribution, and the prosecutors looked at this and they did not charge Michael Cohen in connection with it. But if it were a campaign contribution and Cohen had spent this money, then it would have had to be reported in some fashion, depending on the facts. But, I mean, it's unclear that it could be found to be, you know, campaign-related necessarily, because it preceded the campaign. It started in January 2014 and ended in February 2015. Legally, we don't know whether it would be a crime for sure.
How did you and your team, and you may not want to disclose this, but how did you find out about this? As we said, we knew that there had been a request for $50,000 on a handwritten note, which kind of undercuts Giuliani's claim that this was some sort of rogue operation. It sounds like that's someone who's part of a campaign.
But, yeah, he definitely told the Trump organization that he had spent this money on Red Finch. As we're being told, they didn't really inquire as to what Red Finch did, but they just paid Michael Cohen anyway, and so he had kind of carte blanche. But we saw in the criminal charges against Michael Cohen that he had been reimbursed for this tech company, which was unnamed in the charges. And through sourcing and an online investigation, we were able to figure out that it was Red Finch and Gogger. And then we reached out to him and we were able to learn much more about what happened.
And has he been interviewed by prosecutors?
He was, yeah. He told the federal investigators in 2018 all of his encounters with Cohen over the years.
We want to mention one last detail of your reporting. Mr. Gogger was working for Michael Cohen. Michael Cohen promised that he'd get him jobs on the actual Trump campaign, and he couldn't, which is a complaint that Mr. Gogger has, but it also is a distinction we want to make sure we have said, that he wasn't working for the Trump campaign. He was working for this branch of it, Michael Cohen.
That's correct.
Yeah. Michael Rothfeld of the Wall Street Journal will link you to his reporting at herenow.org. Again, because I'm just thinking that people are going to be hearing this and saying, oh, everybody does this.
I don't think everybody. Yeah. I don't think this is a traditional method of campaigning or trying to get somebody name recognition before an election is paying somebody to try to vote for yourself in a poll online, like tens of thousands of times. I mean, that's not the kind of thing I've been covering politics a long time. And, you know, that's not the kind of thing that I ever have heard of anybody doing that, you know, is kind of a traditional and accepted way of doing business.
Michael, thank you.
Thank you.